As we heard a few moments ago, the massive infrastructure projects of the 1930s were the product of government spending, and the thinking behind it was to tackle unemployment and propel the economy out of the Depression, even at the expense of running budget deficits. That's the case the billionaire investor George Soros is now trying to make about our current economic situation, and he's taking his message to Washington, where we caught up with him.
This would be the time to improve the road system, have a intelligent grid, electricity grid, prepare for less dependence on fossil fuels. This is the time to do it. And, of course, that does involve fiscal deficit.
You say that fiscal rectitude, that this obsession with fighting deficits and public debt is bad economic policy. Why?
At times like this, where the private sector does not provide enough employment, you need the state to provide the fiscal stimulus to put people to work. Because to have idle resources is a waste. Those resources should be used to improve the infrastructure, the education, and generally to make the economy more efficient.
But can't you understand, George Soros, many people in this country are fed up with so much accumulated debt. I mean, to many people, it doesn't seem responsible. It's not how they run their own household. So why not tackle the dual problems of rising deficits and rising debt?
Well, the trouble is that you first have to get the economy going, and then you have to reduce the deficit. So keeping the deficit down is the right policy, but this is the wrong time to do it. And unfortunately, the idea of the deficit now has become a dominant idea, and it stands in the way of following the right policies.
I mean, this was the position that you outline.
Yes.
Was at least the public position of Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary. You are arguing that the Obama administration is sort of getting weak-kneed now. In other words, they are sort of becoming deficit hawks and so on. And you think that's because of politics?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a concerted effort to paint any kind of government as bad. And we've been doing it for 25 years, and the result is that we got bad government. But we have to break that, because in this particular case where we are now, the private sector will not provide the employment we need. Actually, the private sector is enjoying very healthy profit margins, but instead of investing it, they are just building up their liquidity. So this is a trap.
All these ideas that you raise may be great, but let's talk about the political reality for a moment. Is a new package of stimulus spending feasible? Is it realistic?
No, it is not. I don't think it has any chance of passage in the Congress that we are going to have.
So what do you do?
Well, we'll be following the wrong policies, and we'll be limping along instead of reducing unemployment or creating employment. So we are going to follow the wrong policies because we are hung up on some misconceptions that have been promoted for political and ideological purposes. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
That's George Soros, chairman of Soros Fund Management and the Open Society Institute. George Soros, thank you so much.
My pleasure.